Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
So why is the studio such a mess in there
She's putting together a project.
No, I am not. I got you guys for Christmas 11 by 14, I think it was, or maybe, yeah, it was 11 by 14 prints of the original patents through the U.S. Patent Office for headphones and microphones.
I hung them up in my office.
Oh, that makes me happy.
I have not yet. I'm trying to find the perfect spot.
In my space where I do some commercial work and I do some other broadcast work, I did not have room for the 11 by 14. So I went with a 5 by 7, which you have to then put in an 8 by 10, and then you frame it. You know what I'm talking about. So I had to go to the store today because the prints came, and I'm like, well, I want to hang those in my little office space. And I just started kind of crafting in here before the show. And then that song came on, and I'm jamming in here and I'm crafting and I'm yelling for Scott to throw me the scotch tape.
All of a sudden, pigs are flying.
Yeah, it's kind of a mess out, but it looks damn good. I like my present.
You didn't want to keep this hottie in the frame?
Can we talk about the photograph
that they put in frames
that they
at the store?
Put now in the photographic frame? And is there a specific modeling agency where you dress up like a cowboy, you look to the left like you're deep in thought, and then that is the photo that goes in the frame that you buy?
And you know this guy is not a real cowboy.
No.
He was flown in from New York City.
He's not even wearing Wranglers.
What do you mean flown in? That's a green screen.
I know.
Yeah, you're probably right.
We've talked about this. Is modeling the way models used to be paid to model clothing? Are those days over? Because I was trying to buy my person some gym pants. And when I plugged in like the color and the like the style, I ended up getting the same guy in 4,000 pairs of pants, and you could just scroll. And it took me a while to notice it. And then I was like, wait a minute, that's the same model.
Well,
it's fake.
The next step in that is they're going to be putting you upload a photo of yourself, and they will AI you into whatever you're shopping for.
So help me here.
I don't know that that's going to work, Sam.
This picture of Cowboy Bill here.
Yeah, that's in the frame.
Right. And you've all been to Hobby Lobby or to Target or wherever, and you see you're in the frame aisle.
The fake happy couples.
Yeah, there's a couple, and they're in love, and they're staring longingly in each other's eyes. Well, this one is a guy with a white cowboy hat on, a blue plaid shirt, and dungarees or something. Chaps. You know, he's got chaps on.
Of course.
There's his blue jeans
right
there.
He's a real cowboy.
Yeah. But he's wearing a very expensive watch, and his nails are perfectly trimmed.
As most cowboys are.
And the copyright on the bottom says, copyright 2020, Green Tree Gallery, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Oh, maybe he is a cowboy then.
Then it says underneath it, made in China.
Well, that would be the frame.
No, that would be this picture.
I think it's the dude. I think he actually came from China.
He doesn't look Chinese to me.
That is one heck of a flight cost for a modeling gig.
Here's why, Sam. I don't think, for me anyway, I don't think AI Dana in the clothing is going to sell more clothing. And I have a perfect example from the girls' trip we took a few years ago to Nashville.
No. What he was saying is the AI Dana would only be in the frame mm-hmm. for you.
Right? But this is why it's not going to work with clothing. As a woman, follow me here.
Okay.
We all went down to Nashville a few years ago. And there is a very famous store owned by a very famous actress who played June Carter Cash in Walk the Line, Help Me. Right.
Oh,
her.
God.
Got you. So she has this store.
The not Gwen, Withers.
Reese. In Nashville, Sam. And it's the most stunning, darling. It's called Draper James. You've got to go in there.
Isn't she the same one who's selling the candles that
No, that's Gwyneth Paltrow.
Okay.
So we go into the store. You got to go to Draper James. They've got baby stuff. They've got home goods. And they've got clothing that only looks good on Reese Witherspoon. You can buy a handbag for like $450.
Okay.
Look up Draper James, Scott. It is
Draper James?
Sufi, high-end, boutique type of store. So on the website for Draper James, it is Reese Witherspoon in this cute little jean dress. And she's got a whisk. And she's got her designer bowl and her designer outfits. We all go in there to shop. I try on that denim dress. Ladies, let me just stop you now. For $250, you will not look like Reese Witherspoon in that dress. We all just died laughing. I came out. I looked terrible. I looked like a beach whale wrapped in denim. So okay. We're all laughing because when you see the dress on Reese Witherspoon, oh my gosh, it looks amazing. And if you're shopping online, you think, I'm going to look just like that when I put on this dress for $250.
It's her company.
Oh, it's stunning. Look at the photos. When you actually go into Draper James and try it on,
right.
You do not look anything like Reese Witherspoon in that dress, which is why I'm saying, like, you can put my face on some AI. With clothing, I don't trust it, but it always looks better on the model, doesn't it?
That's exactly why it's going to sell more clothing. Because the AI model of the website that's going to put your face on that fake AI body, it's not going to pull your body dimensions.
Oh, it's
going to
be Reese Witherspoon's body with my head on it? I ain't buying what you're selling.
And that's exactly what it's going to be.
Because I know what I look like when I put that dress on. We all just died laughing. We were like, oh man, is she airbrushed? Because this does not translate in real life.
Okay. So you're going to buy that dress. You're going to buy that jacket because it makes you look slim and fierce.
And of course she looks slim and fierce. She is slim and fierce, right?
Yeah.
Who are the new fashion stars in America from Forbes magazine? They are models created by generative AI, and companies like Levi's are harnessing this technology, rewriting the fabric of the fashion industry as we know it, and opening a world of infinite aesthetic possibility, which basically means if you're a model, I think you're out of work. I really do. AI models can be customized to display various body types, ages, sizes, and skin tones, offering a diverse range of looks for the fashion items they model.
Why wouldn't they use your body type, though, so that you know what you really look like in that clothing?
Because to Dana's point, they wouldn't sell
it.
Then
you wouldn't buy it. Okay.
So if they make you look like a supermodel with your face on that supermodel's body, you are more apt to click the buy now button. And then when you get home, you're like, what the heck? But, I didn't look like the model looked on the website.
I'm not making fun of anybody, and I'm being serious. What if you weigh two bills, you're a woman, you weigh two bills, and you go, you know, so your face is going to be a little bit larger.
Okay.
And you put your larger double-chinned face on the body of Reese Witherspoon.
Right.
You don't really think to yourself, I'm going to look like that.
In my experience, there was not a lot to offer in that boutique for a curvy woman. Okay. Of which I consider myself. Like, I'm, you know, 5'2" and I am not stick thin. So I never have been.
I don't think you're overweight.
But when you look at very crafted, detailed, custom clothing like that, it looks amazing on a body type like Reese Witherspoon.
She's probably 5'10 and
100 pounds.
115 pounds.
I don't even know that she's, I mean, she is just tiny, tiny, tiny.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't work for me either. I fall into the oddly shaped category, and I can't buy run-of-the-mill straight-cut pants because they just don't fit.
Well, they would be high waters on you.
Well, they would be high waters, and they would be very tight in certain areas and look like they were parachute pants.
Do you know what you need to fix that? I zer they.
Get your body slimmer.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome.